There is a strong case for defeating Zoran Mamdani in the November 2025 New York City mayoral race. From a qualification standpoint, he has none. He continues in the great democratic tradition of fetishizing well-spoken people who have never held any type of gainful employment. Democrats tend to oscillate between smooth-talking people with the politically correct skin color and rich white liberal billionaires who inherited their wealth. Ted Kennedy, J.B. Pritzker and Gavin Newsom are its most famous plutocrats. Barack Obama, Kamala Harris and Zoran Mamdani are its most famous diversity quota celebrities. What unites these candidates is zero private sector experience making, building, or creating anything of value. On the economic front, Mamdani endorses socialist policies that have failed everywhere and succeeded nowhere. Scandinavian nations with homogeneous populations abandoned their democratic socialist models years ago. Low birth rates and economic stagnation have old Europe decaying into ancient Europe on the verge of becoming dead Europe. Outside of the National Football League, not a single model exists that survives because of socialism. From a Jewish perspective, Mamdani is a nightmare. It may be slightly overstating things to call Ayatollah Mamdani a jihadist, but he certainly sympathizes with them. He has embraced the worst anti-Semitic rhetoric, including refusing to repudiate calls to globalize the Intifada. Mamdani's dilettante existence is wrong for New York City and pretty much any serious entity wanting successful governance. Yet even conservative Republican Jews can make the case for electing Mamdani mayor. Take this devil's advocate exercise seriously. Look at the closest alternative. Conservative Republicans, including many Orthodox Jews, are seriously considering supporting disgraced former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. The rationale is that at least Cuomo is an experienced leader who is not a raging antisemite. These facts are as true as they are relevant. Remember Cuomo, the COVID czar? As governor, he placed COVID-infected people in nursing homes, resulting in 15,000 innocent elderly nursing home deaths. He took the lead in restrictive policies including outdoor mask mandates, firing unvaccinated state workers, and separating families from their loved ones. On the Jewish COVID front, Cuomo shut down synagogues and banned people from praying together. Many of those Jewish communities never recovered. Thank heavens enough Orthodox shuls quietly defied his edicts, choosing Hashem over King Andrew. Cuomo was awful because he was effective. He successfully bullied people. With his younger brother Chris shilling him for him on CNN, Governor Cuomo had an entire network dedicated to implementing his destructive agenda. As if that were not the opposite of Dayenu, his being forced out foisted the even worse Kathy Hochul on the political world. Governor Hochul has let anti-Semitism run wild on New York college campuses while refusing help from the Trump administration to subdue the anti-Semites. Mamdani may be evil, but he is also useless. His constituency is mainly the annoying TikTok cult who dance funny and eat Tide Pods. Mamdani will not be able to get most of his agenda passed. His numbers are unrealistic. His policies are unworkable. Unlike with Obamacare, Mamdani will not have a fiercely loyal legislature to prop up his worst impulses. It took Jimmy Carter to bring the world Ronald Reagan. It took Obama, Joe Biden, and Kamala Harris to bring America 2 terms of Donald Trump. While it would be nice if Republicans rallied around Curtis Sliva, New York is not ready for him. New York is the heroin junkie that has yet to hit bottom. It took years of failure before a desperate Gotham City finally turned to Rudy Giuliani. Stop trying to reason with people on a suicide mission. The Al-Qaeda hijackers on 9/11 were willing to obliterate themselves. If the September 11th attacks were not enough to make Mamdani permanently unelectable, then New York City voters truly are too far gone to try and save. If New York City chooses to join the caliphate, there are plenty of Florida neighborhoods who would welcome an influx of Jews. Rather than fear what Mamdani will try and fail to do, remember what Cuomo already did. It may be crazy to suggest, but the next Gotham mayoral election in 2029 could bring the real solution. A certain 2-term Republican president will be unemployed and bored. Drag him off the golf course and fix the city. Orange man good. He relishes a challenge, and electing him would make liberals even crazier than the Mamdani voters are now. As a bonus, Orange Man likes Jews and has real successful work experience. Eric Golub is a retired stock brokerage and oil professional living in Los Angeles.